Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on? What's good? What's popping? What's happening, people? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. This pregame radio. Today is Saturday, February 5th, 2011. Before we get into the madness, the mayhem, the craziness that you all know and love as pregame radio, I got to get into this. Going down Tuesday, February 8th, Brooklyn District Attorney Charles J. Hines is giving a teen dating violence conference from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. going on 350 J Street, Brooklyn, New York, at the Bob Cave Room, 19th floor. Teen dating violence is a problem, you know. It is a problem that it's not spoke about, it's not really addressed, but regardless, it is a problem that that's going on in society today, and especially a lot with Black and Latino teens. So definitely, please step on out. For more information, check www.brooklynda.org. And this is being hosted by Claudia Martinez, she's community educator. And you can call up also at 718-250-3016. All right, so definitely check that out. But how you guys feeling tonight? I'm feeling good. You know, I had a good, it was an alright day, you know, productive day. But straight up some 6'4", retired track star, you know, came in and got me at my store for like some Bluetooth headsets, you know, and hey, it is what it is. He probably needed them more than I did, you know, but damn, I gave him a discount if you wanted to buy him or something, like, because he just straight took the pack and bolted out the store. Don't worry, people in the call room, admins, I see y'all. I'm trying to get to y'all as always. You know, it's always a problem. You know, Block Trouble, but everything is up and running now. The chat room is popping. Chat room is open. So definitely get up on the chat room, call us up. 347-857-4302. Let us know what you're doing tonight, what you're getting into, you know, what madness you got going on tonight. All right, so definitely hit us up. Let us know what's up. Let us know what you're up to and, you know, all that good stuff. And we here chilling. We got Jux from Jersey. He'll be on the check-in tonight. He's our featured artist. We got some tracks from him. So like I said, you guys already know what it is. You guys already know what it is for pregame radio. You guys give me a second to get to the pregame throwbacks of the night, chosen by the fans, by the people, because pregame's for the people, you know. It's just me and all the admins here. We're just here to facilitate it and do it. But, you know, I play the throwbacks I want to hear. I talk about the issues I want to talk about. You know, that's what I do. And that's what we bring to you guys live and direct every week, Friday and Saturday nights. Big shout-out, GSD Worldwide. .com, homie Days and his whole GSD movement. Pregame radio could be called for their site as well. So that's what's up. So check us out. They will also be heard DTFradio.com. So pregame radio is pretty much expanding. And if you're one of my friends on Facebook, of course there's a player on the page, so you can go to my Facebook profile and listen to the show and everything like that. So it's a real big it's becoming a real big year. 2011 is becoming a good year for pregame radio. And I have no one to thank but you guys. I have no one to thank but the fans. I have no one to thank for all the artists who gave me the hot stuff to play. I have no one to thank but the admins who helped keep the show going. Y'all already know who they are. Ab, Lady Steel, Tasha B, Jay the Tech Guy, Greg, a.k.a. Big Hope, RJ, Putty Pie. Now, there's so many of them. And everyone else who just gives us support, like everyone over at MFIR Radio, big shout-out to y'all. Everyone follows me on Twitter. If you follow Pregame Radio on Twitter, thank you. And just people who stop me in the street, yo, you're Brooklyn Black, like, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate it. I use that as fuel. I use that to keep going and to keep bringing you the good stuff and keep bringing you that hot fire from the underground. Of course, you know, sometimes I'll throw a little mainstream stuff in there, you know, because there'll be something mainstream that I like that I did. So it happens like that. All right? But here we go. First pregame joint of the night, MC Light. Yeah, I said it, MC Light. And we'll be right back with pregame radio. Soundtrack. But without further ado, we're going to get right into the next one. Once again, FC Light Paper Thin. Ab, I see you. This was for you. You know that. Here we go. Pre-game ready. We'll be right back.
Say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just wearing free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you, like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. To try to play a man out, I take the money and again then break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama stole my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off. Grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take from horses and choosing my mate. I do not touch. Until the third or fourth date, and then maybe we'll kiss. Or the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I like to play with my feet. You can suck a big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, check it out. DJ K Rock in the place to be.
I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, we are live. That was pregame throwback. MC Light, Paper Thin. And before that, it was MC Light with Escape, Keep On Keeping On. But we are here live, pregame radio. We got Lady Steele in the building. I believe she's on location tonight. Lady Steele, what's good?
Yes, that's how much I love pregame. I managed to make sure that I was able to catch it.
Now, can you please tell the people where you at for those who don't know?
Well, I'm just now back from Mr. Chow in Midtown.
okay, where they don't have a lunch special, oyster and fried rice.
Oh, what? Because Mr. Chow is not a hood Chinese spot for anyone that's into entertainment or celebrity gossip, whatever. Mr. Chow is located on 57th between 1st and 2nd Avenue, and a lot of celebrities go there. They dine, have birthday parties, et cetera, et cetera. And I had the privilege of being one of, you know, those people in attendance tonight. And no, there was no shrimp fried rice on the menu.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And they charging $1,200 for bottles that cost $60 in the liquor store. That's that bullshit. But we got
Philly full, though. I can't argue.
In the building. Jay Lewis, what's good, man?
What's good, everybody?
All right, and of course, we got the always on time, you know, strong and silent, Ebony's in the house. Hey, what's going on? What's good, Eb?
Yo, son, what's good? You hear me?
All right. Yeah, we got you.
All right.
So what's going on, guys? You know, it's Black History Month, and, you know, I don't feel like doing Black History Facts and none of that, because I could do that whenever. Do I have to do it only on February because the man has made February Black History Month? I could do it in July if I want to, right?
Very true, but do you do it in July?
Well, why do it in February? If I already do it then, why do it in February? Why? Because it's Black History Month?
I mean, you know what?
I know my history.
Because I hear a lot of Black people say that, oh, well, why do it in February? Just because they say that we can, when I could do it any other time. But you know what? Any other time, nobody is really doing anything either. So if this is the time when most people are aware and that they're listening, then take advantage of it. But just make sure that if you want to take that stance as to you could do it whenever you want, just make sure that you're doing it all throughout the year.
I'll give you a Black History Fact. Black History Fact. Rapper Da Brat was the first Black female artist to go platinum. First Black female rapper to go platinum. That's a Black History Fact for you right there. That's just on top of the dome.
It's the month of February. Catch me in July and let me calculate how many Black History Facts you give me.
All right, yo, don't even test me on that because I'll do it too.
I will. I'm going to hold you to it.
All right, but you just can't hold me to it around my birthday.
See, asshole. Whatever.
Yeah, come on now. You already know it's my birthday, Jill. Jill, it's my birthday.
And my
birthday's
in July,
still. For those who haven't seen it, let's give the people a quick recap of the game. Actually, right before we do that, I'm going to take this caller, 9465. You're live on pregame radio. What's good?
What up, Daddy? It's Jux.
Jux, what's good? I featured all this other night in the building.
You already know what time it is, my man. You know what I'm saying? Pregame show. I'm definitely pregaming. Shots, joints in the air. You already know.
What's up, Jux?
Hey, what up, Ma? You already know. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love.
Thank
but
you.
That's
we're
what it is, you know.
You got tonight.
We got a few of your joints up. You know, we got to get into it real quick. So hold tight. I'll put you back in the courtroom, bring you back out, and then we're going to get into your joints, find out who you are, where you're from, and what you bring to the table pretty much.
That's what the business is, man.
All right, then. See you in a minute.
Yeah.
So, Lady Still, so like I said, for those who haven't seen it, let's give them a quick, because me personally, I feel it wasn't one of their best episodes, but the episode did make sense. Like, it was a good episode to watch, but it was.
You forget that Lady
Still
was in a motel, as you say, that didn't have BET, so Lady Still has absolutely no idea what happened. Yeah.
Oh, damn. So, all right. So, I guess next week we'll get into that. So, right now, it's that time. Ebony, let's get into the dumbass of the week.
Say it again.
Let's get into the dumbass of the week.
All right, son. You know, I missed the show last night, I'm curious to know, did you guys do a dumbass yesterday?
I haven't had a chance to go back and listen to the show. Yeah, we did have a dumbass. It was Halle Berry, but exactly what she did, I don't have the story in front of me anymore.
Halle Berry? Oh, no. How you got Halle Berry for a dumbass of the week? What could she possibly have done?
Yo, she wilding out, son.
Halle Berry was dumbass of the week because of this. I mean, at the end of the day, she can't really be the dumbass. She was just more or less put on blast because, to be honest, she's working it, even though she's in the wrong, playing the victim role very well.
She's still crazy as all hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was more or less put on blast, but you can't call her a dumbass because she has the majority of the world fooled.
So I guess I would make the majority of the world dumbasses then.
There you go.
Damn. But also, we had Governor Cuomo up due to all the budget cuts he's doing, or he's proposing, I should say.
Well, as far as that Cuomo thing is, I mean, you got to crack a few eggs and make an omelet. So, you know, that's just any time we have some type of new administration come in. I didn't even realize that it was Patterson's last day had come and gone. I hadn't even noticed. But, you know,
yeah,
he's
trying
to...
I didn't even know until I saw the paper the other day.
Yeah, you know, so... But, I mean, he's trying to... You know, sometimes you got to... You know, things have to get bad before they get better. And I don't know what type of recession they're talking about because black people have always gone through some type of recession one way or another. So this is nothing new to us. Actually, there is no recession. I was out on Graham Avenue and Broadway yesterday. And I tell you, between the paychecks, the SSI, the SSD, and the income tax, people is out there shopping and they spending their money. They definitely are.
Okay. I have an overdue dumbass of the week, by the way, though.
A who?
You have a what?
An overdue dumbass of the week candidate. That would be the lady that's trying to sue P. Diddy for $1 trillion and blame 9/11 on him.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. What the? What's wrong with this lady?
I haven't even heard about it.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Some lady, for some reason, I don't know what the hell she's been reading or listening to, but she blames Diddy for 9/11, and she's trying to sue him for it.
For $1 trillion on top of that. Like, no shit.
I don't even think that nigga got $1 trillion.
He's not even worth $1 trillion. He doesn't have $1 trillion. And I have no idea how he's gotten that much power as to where he could be blamed for 9/11.
Yeah, I'm curious to know exactly what part was he responsible for and how did he do that.
That's the thing. I don't fucking know.
You're going to have to look that one up. Well, one of my dumbasses of the week, and I found... I found this story to be quite hilarious. It goes to show you that there is really no honor among thieves. In East End, Suffolk County, police raided a suspected drug ring that they had been watching, I guess, for a year or so. Okay, so they were watching this drug ring, but that's not the problem. The problem is that the East End drug ring tried to set up a New York drug ring, and the way they did that was that they tried to pay the New York gang for cocaine. They used $16,000 in counterfeit bills. They were trying to get slick on the New York City boys, but come to find out that when they were busted and the cocaine was seized and it was tested, it was only it wasn't cocaine, it was crushed up sheetrock and
wow.
And baking soda. And so I found that shit to be quite hilarious. So it goes to show you think you're trying to get over on somebody when, in fact, they could very well just be getting over on you. They had been investigating this gang, this Ethan gang, like I said, for about 10 months to a year. And when they executed the search warrants, they found about $18,000 worth of real cocaine, handguns, and they had clothing designed to make them look like police officers. So you know how that goes. You know, you run up on drug dealers where you know known drug locations. You act like it's a bus. You take everything and you let everybody go. So I guess the East End Drug Crew of Suffolk County would be my dumbass for the week.
Wow.
And can I add one more? Just one more.
Knock yourself out.
Okay. And this actually happened today live on Lady Seal's Facebook page. And I'm sorry if she happens to be listening in, but she's definitely
my fact,
today.
Oh, also, I got something else to tie for your dumbass of the week, too, after you go ahead. Go ahead.
Her name is Niecy Duncan. Okay, so I got the shades by Giancarlo, which is, you know, I shouted him out on my
shout
blog.
Giancarlo.
On
we linked up on Facebook.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm prepping for Mr. Childs tonight, and I uploaded a couple of photos of me and the shades. Now, one of the young ladies on my friends list decides that, I guess she must have connected with him sometime in the past when I shouted him out, and she was on his list, whatever. So she, after seeing my photos, decides to create a status update saying that she's going to work on her own knockoff version of his shades and tags him in the post along with me. So,
wow.
Of course, he sees it and he's like furious and he's like, well, I hope you know that I have patents for my shit. And she gets mad at him saying that he has like a salty attitude, but. Well, I mean, like, how would you tell another designer, like, any designer that ever hears the word knockoff is going to be insulted, and then you, like, directed it toward him so that he could see it, and she doesn't see how she's wrong, so that was, like, she's definitely a candidate.
Yeah, that was just real fucking stupid, like.
Yeah, it was bad. It went on for a little bit today, too.
And that's funny because as you speak, me and him are going back and forth on Facebook right now.
Tell him I said I love him and his shades were a hit.
Well, he may be on the check-in tonight, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But Tech Guy Jay, what's good? You got dumbass your throw in there or what, man? You over there chilling in the cut? You already know it's pregame radio. We get it on a pop in here. Wow, he's just still quiet. Yo.
Maybe
you guys right, we're going to run back.
I don't know,
back
but
in the core room.
Super hype
there,
right now.
We got it. You hype? Why you hype?
Huh?
Why you hype?
I didn't say me. I said Jux.
Oh, Jux is hype? All right, so matter of fact, let's get into it. Let's do it. We got Jux in the building.
What up, yo?
What's good, homie?
You already know, man. I'm just enjoying the show, man. Y'all talking shit. Shit is crazy, man. There's so many people that's crazy in this world. That's why I got to bring some calm to it.
All right, so you already know our status up. Our thing, we, you know, dumbass of the week, we get it popping. You know, we all find something, you know, that somebody them did, you know, and we just cut ass on it. You got something that's dumbass of the week worthy? You seen something go down that was just crazy like that? That just has to be put on blast?
Shit, I see something going crazy every day, man. I tell you what's crazy, Egypt.
You know what?
Egypt,
you're so right, yes.
Man. Egypt is out of control, man. They slicing CNN reporters. They don't give a fuck over there. But
well,
you know what I'm saying? What you
got the business, son.
Yeah, man, I don't understand what's going on over there, but I know I don't want to be there, you know?
Well, yeah.
I ain't trying to be there, man. But, shit, I just hope everything works out for them over there, you know what I'm saying, man? Because the world is crazy, but God bless them.
Well,
man.
I hope they get what they're fighting for, man, because, like, even thugged out gangster niggas from Compton, they trying to go to Egypt, so, like...
Shit, Rambo ain't trying to go to Egypt. Rambo don't want to see Egypt right now.
And he got unlimited clips.
Y'all, wow, man. God damn, I love this show right here, man. Hell yeah.
So everybody know, like I said, we got Jux in the building. Jux, introduce yourself, man. Tell everybody where you from, man.
Yo, what's going on? It's Jux, man. Originally from Jersey. I reside in VA. Both spots I get mad love, man. And I got love for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Unless you cross me once, then fuck you. But other than that, I ain't got nothing but love for everybody, man. Especially hip-hop. I love hip-hop, man. That's why I'm here. All
right, well, when did you fall in love with hip-hop, man?
Shit, man, I fell in love with hip-hop the first time I realized me and my moms and my pops wasn't going to get along all the way, you know what I'm saying? And just, music has been a part of me, but they gone now, and I wish they could see me as a grown man, but music just always been my way to escape, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't never been like, yo, I'm going to drop this single and I'm going to blow up. It's just been something that's just been a part of me since a young age, and I just love hip-hop. I just love to tell a story, you know? I just love the artistry of it, I guess I could say. I love the artistry of it for a person to be able to create something that a mass of people would love to enjoy. I mean, you can't beat that, you know?
All right, so do you consider yourself a rapper, a lyricist, an MC, or just an artist?
I consider myself an artist because I fit the definition of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I make people's imagination go, but I bring it from reality, you know? And just give a little twist to it, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, okay, that's what it is.
I do it for the blue collar. I might talk a little extravagant, but I do it for the blue collars, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's out there working, no matter what you're doing, legal, illegal, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got bills to pay.
Word up, sure indeed. It is what it is. So who are some of your influences? Like, who do you draw inspiration from?
Right off the top of the dome, I got to say, Hov, the God, you know what I'm saying? Big Pop, Big L, Pun. You know what I'm saying? I thought you wanted this list to go to Lox. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with everybody. But as far as people doing it right now, I got so love to Wayne. You know what I'm saying? That whole Young Money movement, them niggas is doing their thing. Fucking everybody just getting it. Like, everybody that got a dream is my influence. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that has a dream is my influence, man. Because I got a dream, and hopefully it become reality so I can help people out that deserve it, you know?
All right, true indeed, true indeed. So how long have you been in love with hip-hop? How long have you been rapping? When's the first time you put, how long you been, it's been since you put pen to paper? Or
shit,
you just put words
paper?
To microphone?
Man, since about 14, man, since 14. Like, I think the first album I bought, you know what I'm saying, besides shit that I listened to with my older cousin shit, I think the first album that I bought was the Busta Rhymes Anarchy joint. And I saw how creative he was and how animated, and his bars was just crack cocaine, my nigga. And I was on it since then. I was hooked, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like, damn, a motherfucker can explain life in a certain way that motherfuckers could jam to, you know what I'm saying? So
okay,
from then on, I just been hooked, man. It's like, I take a little bit from every album, you know what I'm saying? Try to understand where they coming from. And then, but the bottom line is, you got to know where you coming from. And I damn sure know where I'm coming from, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let me ask you. You being from Jersey, and I'm not from Jersey. I went to Newark once, and it was an experience. I'll put it like that. Jersey hip-hop, New York hip-hop, how is it different?
Well, y'all got a bigger media outlet. First off, y'all got a bigger media outlet, but I guess you could say the difference between the Jersey lyricists and New York lyricists, I guess you could say we try to elaborate the situations a little more, I could say. Because you know what I'm saying? It's like, boom, coming from NY, y'all niggas see every aspect of every type of music, every type of culture. Y'all got every influence that there is to have in New York, you know what I'm saying? And Jersey, us being us right there, we don't lack the lyricism. We just lack, I guess you could say, the tools of the trade. We ain't got the same amount of shit to look at. But you better believe when we lay it down just like y'all. But y'all definitely the originators. NY, y'all definitely originates. I get out of the I love NY. I love New York, man.
Out of Jersey, right? Who would be, in your opinion, the most underrated MC?
Out of Jersey?
Out of Jersey.
Rod Digger.
Rod Digger.
I concur. Thank you for that.
Wait. Y'all not telling me y'all think Digger's nicer than Luck, though.
The who?
Lady Luck.
Hell
Digger's
yeah.
Not, come on, bro.
Hell yeah, that's not even a competition.
Go on, bro. Hey. They both go hard, man, but Digger from hometown. I gotta give it to Digger. You asked me one question, now you're trying to figure to another question.
No, not even. That's just my thing. Like I said, I think Luck is one of the most underrated MCs coming out of Jersey. Her, Joe Button, and he got to pick fights on Twitter with Marlon Wayans to get himself a buzz. So,
but at the same time, Button's not underrated. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what type of circle of people you're talking about. If you're talking about motherfuckers that fuck with Slaughterhouse and shit like that, then Buttons ain't underrated. But you talk about mainstream. I mean, hey, I don't know what to say, but as far as his followers, Joey definitely got a little bit of following, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, and, of course, Redman, he's just in the class by himself.
Absolutely. That's legend status. That's legend status.
But now you in VA. You know, there's people like who's down there? Clips, Pharrell. Who else is in Virginia? I have no idea.
Oh shit! You forgetting two major names? Missy Elliott and Timberland came from right here.
Ah, okay.
Early, you know what I'm saying? VA got it out. And you can't forget about Pharrell. Come on now.
All right. I can't mention Pharrell.
they got some shit going on in VA, man. They got a lot of up and coming artists too, man. Everybody trying to shine, you know what I'm saying? And you can't forget about Skills. You can't forget about
Skills, right?
Yeah, man. You know, he dropped the fucking wrap up every year. Every new year he dropped that wrap up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These niggas spit out here, trust.
Okay,
niggas definitely fit out here, man.
So how's the hip hop culture in Virginia? Like, you know, are they more into the new age, how everything is now with the skinny jeans and the bubblegum type shit, or do they keep it kind of like back to basics, you know?
Well, the thing about Virginia is you can't classify it's so good. This is the best part about Virginia, man. It's so many people from different places that everything just gels, you know what I'm saying? No matter where they're from, like, one block you can hear the motherfucking Locks, and the next block you're going to hear Gucci, you know what I'm saying? It's like that, man. It's like they are, like, everybody just, because everybody from so many different parts of America that is just, it's a melting pot, I guess. I guess you could say it's a melting pot of hip-hop, especially as far as the new age goes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So we're going to get into your Four Walls joint. Tell us about this one. Who produced it? Who else is on it? Tell us about that one.
Which one you said? My bad.
Four Walls.
Oh. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's a hot joint. You know what I'm saying? It's a little worn out, if you ask me, because I'm on some new shit now, but I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy it. But, you know.
Well, who produced it?
Oh, my man Magic.
All right. So here we go. Pre-game premiere. Your boy Jux, this is Four Walls, and we'll be right back on Pre-game Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. All right, and we'll be right back.
I guess this for everybody that feels alone, man. Cause when the lights stop flashing and the girls stop coming and the niggas stop coming around too, you know what I'm saying? It's like you by yourself. And that's like the worst feeling, cause everything that you're going through is like you're dealing with it yourself and nobody else's explanation matters at all. You still trying to figure out shit that happened when you was a child. And the future seems even fucking dimmer, man. That's why I'm here. Look inside these four walls.
Forever?
Really?
Never seeing no one
a fucking king. Alright, I got y'all attention. Let's go.
Inside dark, outside even darker. The day hard, nights even harder. Socially I'm not the same, but my thoughts sharper. Money and fame closer, but happiness farther.
Come on.
Maybe they different, or maybe I change. Friends, enemies, friends, it's all the same. There's two guarantees, life and death. Pressure leads to mistakes. Slow down, catch your breath. Perfect life is the speed of boat. Stamina land, so my bars mix the pain of Kingston with the romance of France. Your first chance might be your last chance. In love with my goddess, but I still ask Satan, hoard for a dance. The turtle in the race when the rabbit too cocky. My Jew lawyer's made the seed of a Nazi.
I'm the fucking truth.
It's like I'm sitting in a fucking cell, but it's just life.
Jersey,
I can't search that. Alright, I guess I'll try. I can't even laugh at this shit. What up, Jersey?
As the world turns, the circle of life can make you a square.
Yeah.
You got two choices, stay here or go there. Life's a game of chess moves where most land between a bum and a millionaire.
Damn.
I'm truth, word is bond to God, I swear. Firearms I bear, bulletproof vests I wear. In the jungle of lions, wilderness of bears, where shadows and darkness glare. In sunshine dims the dark shades I wear. Rosa Parks, front of the bus, nigga, life ain't fair. The convicted child predator free, but they gave Tukey the chair. I see Malcolm in my dreams, hip-hop and big new single in the air. My mom's been pops, second verse, second bar, they need to hear it there. Go back and pay attention.
I miss y'all. I can touch all four of them, that's how close it is. And I don't even know what the fuck is so close, but something's on my back. Never seeing no one again. I'ma give y'all a little bit, then I'ma pause and let the boys talk to y'all, alright?
At this point, I'm done being a player. I fit the role over coach John Rambo when I'm holding the toast.
Bang.
My age group was left to burn and disappear like a roach. Why take an invite to a show when I'm sure I can host?
Hello.
Ultimate success can be attained with the proper approach. Flo Kobe's clutch, MJ's J in the dream in the post. Hold on.
Listen to him. Y'all appreciate what we doing yet? Lockwood ENT, nigga. E-Dot, I appreciate this, man.
I'm almost ready. Here I come.
All right, stop it,
I'll take it from here. Thanks a lot. I'm wading the Akron hammer through traffic. Mellow's beast mode in the vision of magic. I move with beats, freaks, haze in a pair of chucks. To defeat hard times takes hard work and a little luck. I see better with my eyes shut. I can't fall asleep without visions of gun blasts and knife cuts. A fatal car accident at night. My moms and pops visiting me, telling me it'll be alright. Shit, what else can I say but good night? It's jokes.
Yeah, it's jokes. That was four walls, man. I'm going to get right into it, yo. That shit was fire. I liked it. Let's see what the admins got to say. Lady Steele, what's your verdict?
Walls is a very fitting name because it sounds like some shit that he was in his room by himself, like, reflecting and decided to write. So I think it's cool. It's one of those tracks that you get on the album that probably won't make it to a single, but everybody's bumping to. It gets a thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up from Lady Steel. Ed. Hold on. Ed. Yeah, sometimes this report really upsets me, but we keep it moving. We keep it popping anyway.
Hello?
You dropping stuff?
Don't worry about me dropping stuff. Worry about the drop calls.
Hey, what's good?
Did you hear what I said?
No.
No, we hear you.
I said I liked it. I said the beginning, it reminds me of them old 60s music groups like the Stylistics and the Dramatics, where he was talking, like, you know, sort of explaining to you what he was about to rap to you about. Nobody out here sounding like that right now. I like that. That's what's up. Very unique, original.
All right. We're gonna definitely say, yeah, that show is good. We're all in agreement. A hot joint right there. Jada Tech guy, you there? You rocking?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I thought it was tight. I was feeling the intro too.
All right, there we go. Unanimous. Let's get him back in the room. I just want stage something. I tell you.
What the hell
there
is that?
There we go. I don't know what that is. Somebody's bringing feedback. If you've got your TV up, turn your TV down.
It's just people around me. It's all good. But like I was saying, man, yo, I'm feeling this whole atmosphere right now. Y'all need me to spit some shit in case niggas doubt that it's official. I'm here for y'all. Pre-game all day. Because I'm definitely pre-gaming before I step out tonight. You already know it's jokes.
That's what's up. So Matt, what's in your cup right now?
Shit, man. Well, first, what you want? You want the first or the last cup? Nah, I'm fucking with you, yo. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm on that Ciroc and pineapple. You already know.
Okay. So
already
people call us up 347-857-4302. We allow the chat rooms popping. We got a little bit of over an hour left, so we're going to keep going. We got Jux in the building. Of course, he's going to drop something light. We having a conversation with the man right now. In the future, who you see yourself, like, definitely trying to collab with?
Oh, you know, Big Pac, Pun, Big L, you know.
I
see myself collabing with them now. Real talk, though, I don't know. I mean, whoever want to rock, you know what I'm saying? The money ain't the issue, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing the issue. It's just about putting out good music, man. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that you can ride with when you in motherfucking traffic, or some shit that you can listen to when that fucking bill is due. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit that's going to make the day a little easier. Like, you know what I'm saying? At least it's still motherfuckers with actual thoughts in their mind. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I got you.
Because I talk to a lot of motherfuckers, man. Niggas is thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is thirsty just to hear, you know what I'm saying, some shit again, man. Because right now we ain't hearing too much, dog. We ain't hearing too much, but, hey, what you going to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here to... It'll do me, man, and anybody that's ready to rock, we can do it. It ain't nothing,
that's
man. Because I'm good right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm good right now. But, shit, pop off. Let's get it.
All right, so let's fast forward a bit. 10 years, you well established out in the game now, you know what I'm saying? You got a few albums out. You all good now. Are you just going to stay in music, or what else do you plan to branch out into? What other skill are you, like, working on? What are you picking up?
Well, if I'm lucky the last 10 years, I think the expiration date for most rappers is about 300 days max, right when you think you're about to get a whole year. Right when you think you're about to get a whole year of support, you might get 360 days, you know. But, hey, if I'm lucky enough for 10 years, man, shit, I'm just trying to get shit right for my family, man. So I'm all about businesses at that point. All about businesses. The people on my side, they got their degrees and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't here to play around. I ain't going to be sitting around still trying to catch up with the past, you know, trying to look towards the future.
Okay, okay. Most definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Jux in the building. Jersey's finest, VA's finest. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Of course, we got the admins in the building. We chilling. We playing some music, you know what I'm saying, and all that good stuff. Matter of fact, Lady Still, you have any questions for our guest tonight?
Sure, of course. First off, have you shot any videos or do you have any in the works?
Well, yeah,
that's what I was about to ask if she shot somebody.
Me too.
So, yeah, fucking, right now I'm trying to put together the whole direction that I want to go with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put on a little bullshit. But once I get that straight, the video will be soon. Video will be coming out soon. I just got to make that decision to make sure it's right.
Actually, you know what? I have a damn good question. Can you give us a 16 off the top right now?
Oh, wow. I was going to save that until later, but shit.
I mean, is that what you want? Yeah, I'm right here, Lady Still. What up? All right. Hey, yo. NY, Connecticut, Jersey, VA. I wish I could name some other states, but I'm a little fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Just tune in. You already know what it is. Fuck it. If you got some shit rolled up, put that shit in the air real quick and just fuck with me. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, it's like this. Still, it's for you. Yo, I ain't got no time for a coach. This first class rap. This, that, moving your first pack rap. My red bone got green eyes and an ass fat. Never let it know where the stash or the cash at. I throw the linen on with the Louis on. Extra champagne just to turn the groupies on. My young broad fans tell me where they prime at. All my exes trying to get back in contact. Talking about first dates and we can work it out. For what? Hey, strip club, they twerk it out. God damn, it feel good to be the boy Jux, willing the best look, getting broads with the best looks. Got money on my mind with star quality. Haters don't bother me. Annoying is my girl's seat. I guess I'm the father, B. I'm respected like a Don Gel. My chick from the A, what a bombshell. And she swallow balls like Mr. Bucket. Chain say I'm a star, imagine I tuck it. I don't know what type of shit you on. You'll have a better chance seeing a fucking unicorn. I ain't satisfied with fame and fortune. I need to be behind the desk dishing out portions. You see, these niggas could chill if they want. Right now I'm scorching. Assist niggas for what, bitch? I like scoring is Jux. BNC.
Yeah.
Early.
Wow. I think that was one of the most
vocal
freestyles I've heard on pregame radio this year.
You already know what it is, man. I fucked with y'all,
wow.
And I ain't never seen y'all face.
478-574-302 chat room. I see y'all. I see the shit y'all talking. It's all well and good. We got Jux in the building. He just dropped 16. I wanted him to do that later, but we're going to get into another joint of his. And that's Never Been a Pussy. Tell us about that one, man.
Oh, hey, Never Been a Pussy. Never Been
now,
a Pussy, man.
What's come up with that, like?
Yo, they put the beat on real shit. My nigga, I was drunk as hell when they put this shit on, yo, and I was just like, yo, fuck it, let's go. And I just went in, man. You know what I'm saying? Did my thing, but I didn't know that motherfuckers was going to rock it like they rock it, but, hey, shit, pat myself on the back, I guess. Pat myself on the back, right. I guess, man.
All right, most stuff. We're going to get into that Never Been a Pussy joint right about now. Free Game Radio. This is your boy, Brooklyn Black. We got Jux.
Yo,
you already know what it is.
Yeah. now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man.
Never been a pussy, cause my Lord'll never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord'll never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy.
No, never been a pussy, the hood on the loud. Catch you lame, then you rat. Then my side get smacked. If you step, you get slapped. Out here, niggas still snatching your clothes and sneakers. These block bumping niggas speakers. Chicks, you set they moms, they fall school to their teachers. Summertime beat, law tournaments, and beef in the bleachers. Niggas grip heat, or throw up they meat beaters. G niggas bumping this, lame niggas hot. Now my squad got problems just right now. To show these niggas what defense, show these niggas what the mind of a thief is. Gotta get mine, my niggas gotta get there. Baby need diapers, my bitch need new nails and hair. Me, I need the money and the power. So I stick up and hustle and diesel and hard powder. On the block at all hours, kill foes, so they moms like
me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy.
You the type that get shook when niggas see. I'm the type that grip the hammer when I'm sleep. I'm young, can't afford triple lax check. I'm hustling, ain't get time for moving packs check. Real beef for half niggas from your block missing. I'm like a nigga doing two life joints in prison. I'm just living to die in my own world. Love my chick, but I like piping other niggas' girls. Come in the mouth and tell her, don't come that nigga. If he hurt your man when you see him, murk that nigga. Body bag, toe tag, rap. My audience is the street niggas, go head clap. What up? Do your best to stop a hole in the nigga chest. If you let him flex, you'll get treated like the rest. I just shot early for respect. I ain't ready to die, but it's anticipated. Any shootout I know about, I'll participate.
Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, cause my Lord never let me. Never been a pussy, never been a pussy.
Yeah, that was Never Been a Pussy. Homie Jerks in the building. I say already that's another banger, you know, but of course it's never just up to me. Tech Guy J, what's your verdict? Say, what was this silent, man? Like, he say something for 5 seconds, then he quiet. Anyway, Lady Steel. Hold on, I didn't boot you or nothing. She cussed me out on Facebook. Okay, it lets you in and then it just meet you. Please pardon me, y'all already know this site, we have a little beef right now. Lady Steel, you live.
Finally again, I'm hating this place right now.
I know it's a gripe against the establishment. What you think of the song?
On that track, I love the hook. The only complaint I have with that track is I just wish it was a little more clean, like as far as the vocals were concerned. But other than that, I think it's cute.
Ep?
I give it 2 thumbs up.
Alright, 2 for 2. That's what it is. That's what it is. Drugs. Congrats, man. That's you're 2 for 2 tonight. You know, not many get that much, but it's all well and good. You're on your way.
Hey, that feel good to me, man. Definitely feel good to me, man. I appreciate it for y'all, man. Real talk.
Now, definitely, I like the had that kind of like down south crunk type shit. Like I was rocking side to side, my elbows out and shit. You know.
That's how we know. The first time that we're actually hearing the tracks. But as far as me and Ev,
yeah,
I believe it's the first time we're hearing them.
Yeah,
oh,
that's the thing.
That's
radio, like, when I play it, that's my first time hearing it in anything. So
okay. You're
getting my initial reaction, the first impression of the track.
Hell yeah, no doubt. That's the best way to have it. That's the best way to have it.
You
know what's
so
the
like,
best part about
thing.
That? Hey,
so
yo, man, know what's the best?
Whack.
Yeah, the best part about that, if y'all listen more, y'all like it even more. Hopefully.
You know what I'm saying? So far, you on the way to being in the BlackBerry MP3 player. I say it like that.
Appreciate it, man.
I
appreciate
say it like
it.
That. And we're going to get into the next joint, Living and Dying. What's the premise behind that one?
Hey, it's just we basically living to die, you know what I'm saying? But in between, I guess in this track, it was like I really wasn't too focused on the best parts about it, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to give everybody basically where my mom was at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's gone, my pop's gone, you know what I'm saying? All I got right now, for real, is my squad, you know what I'm saying? My team, man. Motherfuckers that I can really lean on and trust, you know? And, like, I'm just hoping shit rock, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it,
that's
man.
What
like,
it is, man. We're
going to
just shout all of them out in a minute.
No doubt.
We're going to get into this last joint right here. Like I said, all looking right. Down, pre-game radio. Homie Jux is in the building, man. He repping hard for two states. For two states. I mean, all
put
them
on my back.
Radio do that.
Put the jersey on my back for two states, baby. If somebody else need one, somebody another state need to hop on, tell them what up.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. So
I'm after America, my nigga. I want America. I want America.
Hey, we'll be right back with that, please.
All right, man.
I promise I ain't hiding, baby. I can't hide nothing either.
You and me.
And everybody else.
And the darkness of the
street. Damn, baby, sing it. All my Jersey niggas is.
Living in darkness.
Huh. All my VA niggas is. Yeah.
Living in darkness.
Huh. East Coast, West Coast niggas is. Yeah. Down south, Midwest niggas is, yeah.
Living in darkness.
Come on. Childhood over, nigga. I'm a grown man. Bullets, fines, police siren. In my zone, fam. My niggas locked with collect calls on the phone. Damn, bottle in my left hand. Blunt in my right hand. One gun on the table, other on my way. Enemies want me erased. Lawyer handling the case. Death staring me in the face. This portrait of insecurity and stress can't be traced. The Lord's words out of breath. Satan winning the race. Can it be? I'm losing my sanity. Man, it be a panic be. Harder than granite be. Flushing work frantically. Cousin boys at the door. Classic battle, season war. Body aching, heart sore. Don't know what I'm here for. Can't move without the dream. Caught a smoke, nightmares of me hanging from a rope. More people happy than sad that I'm dead. Tragedy, death, sacrifice, execution. Playing the pains in my head, cause I'm
living in darkness.
If you like me, it's a tragedy, cause you
living in darkness.
I pray to the Lord when I'm high and bored, cause I'm
living in darkness.
Everybody struggles, gotta show muscle, cousin. Nigga, it's now or never, life gotta get better. This shit crazy, my niggas having babies. The drug game giving you 2 years at best. No more stunting, better carry your vest. But niggas shooting for heads and hearts. You'll be dead from sparks, fed the shark. Cats playing, letting parts. My mom's and pop gone, I got a baby on the way. Older guy, niggas going crazy for the pay. Killers respect killers. The 80s was the last time the hood respected drug dealers. Ain't nothing to get a Graham or OD. If you ain't around, A, they don't consider you homie. So be prepared to rock Dolly in the quest for a roadie. Crips, whips, and chicks, bricks and shit. Bottles and tubes, dollars and shoes, 40 acres and mules. Cause they further sideways, the greater you move. So prepare for combat. Place where with a lime at. Scope where their kids and moms at. My niggas took this bomb rap. Every soldier in Iraq and Afghanistan is
living in diamonds.
Every single mother in the fucking gutter is
living in diamonds.
R.I.P. my mom's a pops, the can pops too, cause they now
living in diamonds.
Like I'm already dead in the casket, sold to the devil, flesh eaten by maggots. Bones to the dust, somehow my eyes still alive. In the ocean of fire, my conscience floats on the tide. What a fucking ride. In the jungle where tornadoes and hurricanes collide. Looking for the man who walks on water while I'm trying to swim in sand. 15 feet in March Madness, trying to come up with a winning plan. Odds against me, but I can't complain. Even the ant feels a drop of the rain. Glory walks hand in hand with doom. Is that the feeling of the sheep when the wolf in the same room? Never had a chance like a bird with no wings. It's hard to ball when your sneakers got no strings. No choice but to keep going. I ain't stopped breathing yet. They say death comes in numbers. Good luck finding the even bet. I will settle for a close call or defeat. In the world of gladiators, there's a room for the movement. Everybody is think you not fucking lying to yourself, cause you
living in
diamonds. Motherfucker.
Living in diamonds.
Yo, we are back. Pre-game radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got jokes in the building. That was Living and Dying right there. And I'm already saying it's pregame approved, but as always, you know, it's for what everyone else says. Call us up, 347-857-4302. People in the chat room, cast your vote. Let me know if you like that last joint. I'm going to start with Ev. Ev, what did you think on that?
I liked it. I really did. He's 3 for 3 with me so far. So, like I said, he's real unique the way, you know, he has his, the way he just has it arranged and the music. It doesn't sound like anything else that's out here right now.
Word up. I definitely dig it. So, he is, like I said, he's definitely going into MP3 play on the BlackBerry, most def. Lady Steele.
I love it. That by far was, like, my favorite of the 3 tracks played. That one hit the spot. Like, it was deep. You could vibe to it, bump to it. That's something, like, I always say music is supposed to be, music is supposed to be the cure-all for anything. It's supposed to, a good music especially, is supposed to make you reflect. When you hear a track, it's supposed to take you back in time, awake however you felt when you first heard it, provoke certain feelings, and that's definitely like one of those tracks that maybe may not be going right, or maybe it's going very well, but for whatever reason, if you decided you wanted to reflect and you don't have the time, a lot of people don't know how to clear their minds, but that's like one of those tracks you throw on and it'll get you going and get you to the place that you need to be. So I definitely love that track a lot.
Most definitely. I definitely dig it. Like, that's some ill you could, after a day, come in, smoke a blunt, take a sip of some, and just vibe out to that one. So I'm with you on that one. Mr. Lewis, that guy, what's up?
The tech guy is having so much technical difficulties.
I think that's why he's the tech guy. He's always on a problem with something, but put him back in the courtroom. We're going to bring Jux back out in a sec. All right, Jux, you live.
What up, man? I'm glad to hear that y'all liked it, man. Definitely glad to hear that.
Man, that shit right there, that shit was top. I love the sample, everything.
Yeah, man, appreciate it, man. I just trying, you know, do a little something, but shit, that's how I rock, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I step in the booth, man, it's like I do it for somebody that's going to really hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't out here to be a flash of the past. You know what I'm saying? I want my shit to bump, like, I don't know, just bump for until we ashes, you know? Like, I just want people to be able to fuck
with. The chat room
is
in unison. That track was fire. It's pregame approved. So, shout out to you, homie. You are part of the elite on pregame radio.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Let you know that will also qualify you to be in the runners for pregame artist of the year 2011, something we do at the end of the year.
Okay,
so, definitely keep rocking with us. Keep giving us hot shit. And,
no doubt.
You know, so tell us about your crew, your squad, man. Who are you working with?
Dude, man, I tell you right now, I'm working with whoever's official. I'm working with my nigga Ace, for real. You know what I'm saying? We like a two-man squad just trying to get it right now. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't out here hella crazy with it, you know what I'm saying, trying to shut down clubs and none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically here to represent hip-hop and represent the good things about hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I talk my shit when I spit, but the bottom line is I'm just trying to, you know, bring shit the way it needs to be as far as trying to even out the status quo out here. As much as I could do. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. As much as I could do.
Or do you stay in VA?
What's up? You got a caller. Last four digits is 8088. You're live on pregame radio. Tell the people what's good, how you doing, where you calling from. Give me 1 second. Okay. It's email after email. Because why can't my switchboard just stay still? I understand that the lines is crazy right now, but come on, at least let me get people in the call room when I get them ready to get them in. But
okay,
you
am I
you're
in?
You're live on pregame radio. You in, what's up?
Okay, am I in?
Yeah, you in.
Okay. I've been listening to his music, his lyrics, and I kind of thought I was listening to, you know, the folks that I knew back in the day, because it made so much sense. It gives a very definite message, and I'm going to pass it on because I know the folks that I know would really enjoy it. So he'll have a more mature audience also right behind him. Keep it up. Keep it moving. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sister. Thank you,
sister.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
BK in the building. All right.
Yes, I've been listening. I've been paying attention, and it's been worth me listening to.
Appreciate it, sister. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay. So we pop with you back in the call, and you want to give any shout-outs or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, of course I want to shout out my nigga Ace.
Oh, no, not you. Not you, just I'm talking to the caller.
Oh, all right, my bad. Oh, shit, she done plugged out already.
Yeah, she did, so she got back in the courtroom.
My
but we
bad.
Got you. It's all good. It's all good. You rocking with us, man.
I wish I was there with y'all, man, but don't talk. Y'all got a lot of snow up there right now. I'm glad I ain't up there.
Oh.
Do you come here?
VA got more snow than New York.
Huh?
I think VA got more snow than New York.
Shit, you crazy. It was 70 here on Wednesday, man. We was alright. We was alright. I was about to put a steak on a grill, goddamn it.
I think it's Chicago that's in trouble right now.
Yeah, Chicago's real bad.
Yo, have you heard about this crazy thing that's been going around? These parents are killing their kids for talking back.
Oh, no, I ain't heard about that. What's that about, bro?
If you hear how the kids are talking back to their parents right now, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
This one mother shot her kid in the face for being too mouthy.
Then there's an absolute problem with her.
Like, these mothers are killing their kids for talking back, for talking slick. Like, you know, I'm okay. You talk back to your moms, you get a quick pop in your lip. You know,
for real, yeah,
just back about your head, you know, or hell, mom might punch you in your chest, but
yeah,
shoot you in the face. And then there was another instance: a parent killed her kid, strangled her kid on campus.
Yeah, boy, that's a little too intense for me, man. That's all I can say.
It
says the first
all
the intense lyrics.
It's really crazy, like things that are going on in the world today.
That's absolutely fucking ridiculous, but. Hopefully she's burning on a stake.
You know,
I'll just keep it 100, man. Cause goddamn, if I shot everybody in the face that said something wrong to me, forget about it.
You would not be live right now. Live from prison.
Goddamn.
You know, it's crazy, but
what up,
also,
dog?
Like, I caught both of them. There was this kid that on there. He was 17, and he was on there because he was left to have six kids. Like, okay, I understand we can't fully put this on the parents because the kids are gonna do what they're gonna do once they leave the house. Like, we can have them in their room. We have kids in their room until they're 18 once they're in the house. But once they go out to school and they go out hanging with friends, things happen, so
yeah.
I think we can't put it on the parents, but come on.
Hey, if you got to shoot your kid in the face, I don't know what to tell you. You failed in life. For real, you know what I'm saying? God damn, it'll never get that real. I mean, damn, a nigga might have to, nigga got to steal a couple grand for me to shoot him in the face. Fuck, man, that's your kid. Hey, she belongs in a definite institution because she's a mental case, man. That's how I sum it up. That's
right,
how I sum
what,
it up.
What about the 17-year-old with six kids?
17-year-old with six kids?
Yeah.
Man, shit. All I can say to that is welfare.
Vasectomy.
All I can say to that is now I know why my taxes are so high.
Wow.
Fuck, man. That's not
good.
You're not
so high because you're in a Commonwealth state.
Cut the dick off.
You know, they still hanging motherfuckers down here.
Yeah, you see that shit? That's why your taxes are so high.
This is crazy, man. They'll hang your ass down here, but hey. A 17-year-old with six kids, I don't know what to tell her, man. Future's not looking too bright.
That's it.
Shit. But hopefully she holds them down, you know? Hey, they just built a house. They just built a house fucking a few X's away down here from a chick that was doing that foster parent shit. She was on that Rebuild Your House reality show shit, man.
Oh, wow, what's that?
The Extreme Makeover shit,
man. Extreme Makeover?
You know what's hilarious about it? Hey, y'all want to know what's hilarious about it? Peep this. They built a $400,000 home and maybe an $80,000 home place, you know?
Wow.
Y'all get what I'm saying?
It was an $80,000 home. They turned it into a $400,000 home?
Hey, put it like this, man. They tried to put fucking Wonderland in some shit that you don't have to wonder what might happen the next day.
Wow.
Neverland
yeah.
Ranch on Flatbush Avenue, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely, man.
Please,
but, they're making a nice TV show about it, though. They're making a nice TV show about it. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully it works out. Fuck out of here. Forget about it.
Don't end up on the news, please.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. You guys are not right at all.
Shit's crazy,
but, you know, shout out to the homie Baltimore Sun. I'm going to get into his joint real quick. Soulful Street. We'll be right back. Pre-game radio. You already know what it is. We got Tricks in the building. Our featured artist. Pre-game approved. Check him out. We're going to get more to his future project, his current project, all that, as soon as we get back. And we'll be right back with Pre-game radio.
Cecilia.
Rap, I just have to be plain, but since y'all asked for a change, I'm back in the game. I blame these cats way whacking and lame, so I'ma stay attacking the game with flames. So something happened to change, you shouldn't have to be asking his name, his body more, S-O-N, say no more, I shouldn't have to explain. I try to chill where I'm at when I hang, but if you gap in your frame, I'm clapping your game with an accurate aim. You shouldn't act like I'm actually playing, I'm just saying, I show no love, since cold blood is trapped in my veins. And it's a shame, lames claim that I'm acting insane. My slick shit is pimp shit, I'm like a Mac with a cane. Take your peeps back where they came. If it's beef on the beach or the street chief, I react with the flame, attacking the game and grabbing the chain or packaging cane. I'm just an MC, hip hop is trapped in my veins.
2004, I went to Tokyo, Japan, I'm real Japan. Two CDs and a 12 in my life, I can say I really made real music. I can say time space. I love y'all brothers for that, man. Yeah, room man, on the hood, make sweet. It's a true fact that I'm making history black. Don't overreact, I ain't through this, just a victory lap. Did I mention that? The greatest took a hiatus, even had the haters missing the cat. Now I'm back in the game, doing my damn thing. Yes, I'm a rap fiend, won't stop until my stats change. Yeah, I'm a rap king, can't let the lack of fame stay attacking my brains. Not while this passion still trapped in my veins. It's so real, they say I tend to act vain, cause I can rap flames. I tell them that I can't change, rubber won't act strange. Keeps a little dough, but I don't splurge it on jewels. Cut off the braids, waves like a pool, allergic to fools. Don't F with me, with questions like, who the F is he? Cause when I grip and spit, I do it so recklessly. And yes, I finesse the mic effortlessly. I be the best EMC you ever did see. Gone.
Fast forward to 2010, man. 10, man.
I'm on my mission to defeat history.
History, and it's called
my brother's legacy.
Legacy, legacy.
All the morals, all the morals.
Y'all know we all in.
Brown, Brown, Eagle.
I got mad love for all my pieces in the game.
Yo, yo, yo. Leap Q.
I'm here to let y'all know that hip hop is not dead.
Anthony,
never
Anthony,
has been.
Anthony.
They just start calling
rap
hip hop.
Rap hip hop.
Rap hip hop.
Yeah, we're live back. Pre-game radio. You already know what it is. Brooklyn Black in the. Building. All right, we're back. Pre-game radio. Pardon the interruption. Like I said, Block Talk Radio. I won't mention moves and nothing like that. They'll probably mess me up worse if I do. But definitely, progress does come with change and everything like that. So just remember that. But that was Baltimore Sun, Soulful Street. Also pre-game approved artist. So artist of the year for 2011 already is shaping up to be a real good, a real, what's the word, a real steady battle. You know, not even a battle, but the competition is pretty steep. You know, we got Nimrod, we got Cashmere, you know, we also have now Jux, we got Big Dro, you know, so we have LV. So the competition is pretty steep for Artist of the Year, and we're just getting started. We're only in February. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot more. Also, we got Days. I almost forgot Days, and we got Gage, ZTFM. So we got a lot of people that's free game approved. You know, even in the female department, we got R&B group Cherry Jade. We got, of course, we have Miss New Shoes. We have, you know, we have Monet Stacks. We have a lot of people, you know. So competition is going to be kind of steep this year, you know, and also to certain artists are being picked out for the pregame radio mixtape, so I'm working on that. But enough of all that. We got Jux in the building.
Yeah.
Of course. Lady Still, as always.
Of course.
That's from Mr. Chow. $1,200 bottles of Moet, which is fucking ridiculous.
Hey.
We got Evernay in the building. As always, strong and silent, you know what I'm saying? But she always holds it down, holds down for your game radio. And also, those on Facebook, Ada, who plays Cityville and Mafia Wars and all that bullshit, sent her all the permits and the energies and all that good shit because she played that. That's what she do.
Stupid son.
So, Jux.
What up?
Man. So, right now, let me just ask you, you being an unsigned underground artist, you look at mainstream how it is now. We're talking like the Soulja Boys, the Gucci Manes, the Waka Flockas, you know, the Nicki Minaj's, the Drake's, how hip-hop is now. You as an artist, are you pleased with the state of hip-hop now or are you disgusted?
I mean, hey, real talk, it would be a shame for me to answer that because I really don't pay attention. To be real with you, I really don't pay attention. And I guess you could say since about 3 years ago, I haven't paid attention. I just know who I know and I rock, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I have to say about that, Sam. I mean, I don't know. Everybody like what they like, but I don't know. I'm not too interested.
Okay, so what artists? So who's in your iPod right now?
My iPod right now?
Yeah, who's in your iPod? Who's in your MP3 player?
Jux. Jux and instrumentals, man. Jux and instrumentals. That's it, man.
So you ain't got no write out music, like you ain't got no big, no hold that you listen to, none of that. It's just straight all instrumentals.
Nah, man. So to be real, right now bumping in my shit, I had to say MOP. MOP, filling their Warriors album right now, and Capone and Noriega, the War Report. That's what's bumping now, cause I only really listen to my shit when I'm in the gym, you know. So them two albums right there, get me going.
So, I know
what you're trying to get me to, but I tell you right now, the artists that I fuck with right now, I like Rick. I like Rick, man. I like Ricky.
Okay, you're Rick Ross, man. All right, nope. You know, so I'm just trying to get it to like exactly who you bump into, because regardless of who you are, what artist you are, there's someone in the mainstream who got a track out that you're listening to, that you're digging, like, you know what I'm saying? Or you digging it, you hating it, whatever. Like, there's always a track. Like, I'm not even an artist, but right now, I'm digging CeeLo, you know, CeeLo Green. I'm digging his whole movement. I'm digging the new Kanye album, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's stuff in the mainstream that I'm digging, but it's mostly the underground that I have in my MP3 players, either the underground or stuff from the old school. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I say right now, man, as far as the people that everybody know, gotta say Ricky, Lupe, and Wiz Khalifa, man. That's what I'm rocking with right now.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Right there. All right. But call us up, everybody. 347-857-4302. You know what I'm saying? I got a last-minute text message request. Here we go. DTF fam, shut it down. Gage, Yobi, and the rest of the family. We'll be right back. Free Game Radio. I got some bills to pay. You know what I mean? And I'll be right back. Shout out to our sponsors, Tough Wire, Bell Keys Communications, OTM Enterprises, and everyone else who listens to Pregame Radio and supports Pregame Radio. I love y'all.
And I got some
y'all.
Shit. I got some shit.
And
we'll
be right
back in, fam.
Oh, yeah. We'll plug you back in because straight up, I got to have you drop something like one more time.
Yeah, no
before,
doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Before we wrap up and all that, like, we got half an hour left, so we're going to do some more wilding out, some more talking-ish.
And we're
going to wrap things up.
I'm here, dog. I'm here. I'm fucking with y'all, most definitely, man. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, so that's what we're doing. Yeah, like I said, shout out to the whole Baltimore movement, Baltimore Sun, Big Joe, Big, the whole Team Austin movement, everybody over there. I owe y'all a show. I owe y'all another Baltimore takeover. So let's get together. Let's link up. Let's schedule this thing, and let's get it popping. Send me all brand new tracks. You know what I mean? We get it popping. And, like I said, here we go. DTFM, shut it down, and we'll be right back. Free Game Radio, because that we do. We shut it down. You know what I mean? If it ain't us, if it ain't DTF or MFIR Radio, what are you listening to? You know what I'm saying? But we'll be right back.
With the cane that came in a Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rio. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X, now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web. Like North Carolina internet, we here for the salad. Don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, CBM, God, some been a threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I offend the rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wedded. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete, I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
We already won. So close to the NYC.
programming, you know what I'm saying? We got Homie Jux in the building. You know, he's here repping two states, people, two states. New Jersey, Virginia, he's repping Hard Bodies, doing his thing. He's chilling with us tonight. You know, trying to get him back in the room. And I think they should have did it right here, but of course not. Hey, I'm improvising, I'm trying to work with it, but, you know, it is what it is on the site. We got Jux back in the building. Yo, Jux, you live.
What up, man?
Yeah. All right, we got to get still
a hell of a
building.
Night, man. I'm definitely enjoying
myself. It's shaping up that way, but we got a caller, last four digits, 6143. You're live, pregame radio. You already know what it does, man. Let us know what you're doing. How you living tonight, man? What's in your cup? Where the party at? Who this? 6143, you live.
I'm good, brother. What's up, Brooklyn Black? This is Baltimore, son.
Aw, man. Yeah, you know, I just played your joint earlier, man.
Oh, you know I heard it. I heard the shout-out. I heard the love. Appreciate that, brother, as always.
Yeah, man, straight up, I owe y'all a show, man. Last show, you know, site was wilding with the blackout and all that, but I owe you dudes a show, so we definitely got to schedule it up and get it good.
I'm always with it, brother. I'm always with it.
All right, so what's good, man? Artist to artist, man. How you feeling about artists tonight, Jux?
I'm digging it, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can't say nothing bad about it at all. You know what I mean? And then you say, what part of VA?
Oh, I'm in the seven cities, baby. Portsmouth,
oh.
Chesapeake,
okay. Actually, my man, I'm up in, you know, I'm up in Baltimore and everything, but actually my man who shoot my videos for me, he from P-Town. But he lives in Japan right now, but, you know, he up in P-Town, so. Look to y'all fellas down there doing y'all thing. Y'all keep it moving, for real.
Early, nigga. Somebody got to make it happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, yo. Why not you? You know what I mean? Why not us?
Why not you, my nigga? I feel you. Hell yeah, daddy.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I got mad love for y'all down there.
You got love coming out the chat room. Your homie Magic said, keep doing your thing, my nigga. You got this.
Early. Good luck, Magic. Yeah.
And too, like me and my man was saying, he was home for the summer. We shot a couple videos. We didn't get to make the trip down there, but like you know, most of the people up my way, you know, they always say they repping the DMV, but they only going down as far as Alexandria. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really taking it down to the seven cities in the thick of things. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So, definitely take my hat off to you, brother.
This is what it is. This is what it is. We networking, baby. I'm definitely feeling your shit too, my nigga.
Most definitely, yo. Most definitely.
Good people.
Shout out to the whole pregame fan.
Nah, fuck it. From
Jersey, know, man.
From Jersey, VA to B-more now, goddammit, early.
But straight up back, like a little while back, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gone front. But people were mentioning the DMV, you know what I'm saying, my logical ass, I'm thinking Department of Motor Vehicles.
I thought so too, when DMV was
trying to... You know what I'm saying? So you were like, yeah, yo, I'm about to make this move to the DMV. I'm like, yo, why is Department of Motor Vehicles so popping now? Like, as far as I'm concerned, a waste of a fucking day. Like, why is people liking to go there and shit?
Right.
And then we somebody told me, like, nah, DMV, man, DC, Maryland, Virginia, like, you know, because they connect and shit. I'm like, oh.
So, you know, we try to jazz it up a little bit, like have our own little try, you know, our little tri-state area down this way, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
I feel you. I feel you. Everybody got to get this, dog.
Right.
Like, for a minute, I didn't know, man. You know, I was confused. I was out of the loop. I was uncool for a minute.
Hey, the best part, I ain't never heard of that shit before in my life, but thank you for giving me that info.
Hey, you down
there.
You down in the DMV.
Appreciate it.
That's because, like, the Seven Cities, though, they like their own little spot, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was saying, like, earlier, Alexandria is more, you know, Northern Virginia is more like the whole D.C., P.G. County area.
Yeah.
So most of the time when people say they rep the DMV, they talking about, like, that area. They ain't taking it down, like, down, you know, Norfolk and all that stuff where it really go down that down there, you know what I mean? So they repping like the outskirts of the DMV type.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, so because like my man who does the videos, like I said, he's from Portsmouth, so he was like, yo, you saying you repping the DMV, we need to really go down there because ain't nobody doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? But he's calling some family stuff, so, you know, we really ain't get a chance to shoot down there, but I'm definitely making my way down there.
Early, no doubt, man, because, yo, your track was definitely hitting, B.
Oh, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate the love, man.
Hell yeah, no
and
doubt. Stay here, dog.
Definitely most definitely. Yo, Baltimore son, you already know we headed towards the end of the show. You're more than welcome if you want after the homie Juke Smith. If you want to drop something light again, you know you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
All right, so
hell yeah,
push back to the
phone because
we're going to keep chopping it up with the homie real quick.
Yes, sir.
So,
all right, my nigga, yo, y'all niggas be easy up there, B. Stay out of that snow.
Shit, y'all all got snow over there, man. I ain't fucking with that. I ain't fucking with the DMV for nothing. I'm not going out there for nothing.
Hell yeah, no doubt, B. Yo, be easy, son.
Like, I'm good. I'm staying in New York, man. Like, I'm good right now. I like New York. I love New York.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. So, Jux, man, what's the project you're working on? What's the next project? When's it dropping? What's new?
Well, the official mixtape is going to be named The Perfect Imperfection, man. You know what I'm saying? The Perfect Imperfection. She's going to be going in, man, fucking laying down a few singles, eating niggas beats, you know what I'm saying, and just keeping it moving from that. You know what I mean? Like, that's it, yo. My whole complete focus on is just coming out with good music, man. Good music, not no bullshit. Not no shit that's going to play in the car this week and leave a week after. Nah, I want my shit and everybody electronic device. I don't give a fuck if it's an iPod, laptop, whatever the fuck you got. My shit need to be in there, you know?
All right, most definitely. We got another call. The last four digits is 6671. Yo, let us know where you at, where you calling from, because that's a different area code. I haven't heard that before, but let us know. What you doing tonight? Where you calling from? What's good? Hold on. You're not live yet. Hold on. Damn this switchboard. Somebody owe me a free month for some due to this shit. Well, man, you know, this is crazy.
Yo, yo.
It's September 1, you're live, Free Game Radio. Who's this, man?
Yo, this your boy Cabo.
What's good,
Cabo?
What's good?
Your boy Cabo, man. Cabo representing, man, 757 VA, man. Two up, two down all day. What's goody out there?
Cabo, what up, nigga?
Yeah, what up, baby?
What up, nigga?
Okay, so you on the team, you on the squad. So, what's good, man? You artist yourself?
Yeah, man. I just was on the timeline on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I seen my nigga Jux was on doing this thing, so I had to call up here and see what's good. Check in.
All right, that's what it is. It's good you want to check. We got you. We got Drips. We got Baltimore Sun. So our show and the site is going to be real ill. It's going to be real tight. And right before we get into that, Drips, let the people know how they can find you. Twitter, Facebook, if you rock in MySpace even.
Hey, yo, I put it like this. They just got to keep their ear to electronics, B. Just keep their ear to electronics, man. I'm building up. I'm building up right now. Just keep the ears of electronics, and I swear to God, blink of an eye, I'm right there, yo.
Or just pay attention to Lady Steel. I will figure out a way to get his stuff out.
Yeah. Lady Steel, let's make
appreciate it,
LA.
Yo, but I got one more for y'all, man. Whenever y'all ready, I got one more for y'all, but I'm definitely digging the show. But I got one more for y'all before I dip. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just let me know.
Oh, I ain't doing it to go to the last one. I know what you're talking about. This man is still in. And that one actually made me think of Lady Steel. That track. But it will definitely be up for the next show. Most definitely. Not a problem.
Well, oh, no. I was just going to come on the top
for
y'all.
Yeah, he needed another.
Capo, let us know. Twitter, Facebook. How can we reach you?
Oh, yeah, it's CAPPOSAVERE, Capo Severe. That's all the networks, man. Twitter, Facebook, SoundClick, Reverb Nation, whatever. Capo Severe, get at me.
All right, so do me a solid. Get on the Twitter and send one and at me, Brooklyn Black, so therefore I can circulate that and get that around and get you followed and get your following numbers up.
No doubt.
Right,
hey,
Jones,
yo, Black.
You know, with the blog, your Twitter, your Facebook, all that.
Twitter is at Lady Steel. That's LadyStEele. The blog is ladysteel013.wordpress.com. The domain is www.rantosteel.com. And the Facebook is facebook.com/LadySteel0730. And shout out to Elaine for hooking us up with Jux tonight as our featured artist.
Yeah, well, shout out to your management, your promotions, because they was in my inbox hard, making sure I pushed you in, got you here. So shout out to your team, because they should have ground you out and they got you out there.
Entertainment, dog.
So without further ado, we're going to straight just get into it. We're going to get Baltimore Sun back in here.
Yo, yo.
And, you know, we're just going to get straight into it. The little cipher, the little ending thing, you know, I started doing it because I felt, you know, it's nice. You know, I may even, you know, try to spit a bar to, you know, y'all already know how I do it. It doesn't matter. But, of course, I'm going to let our featured artist, our featured guest go first. Drux, it's on you, man. Set it off.
What up? Yo, I'm going to leave y'all with this, man. You only live once, you know? It's like this. Just the VA. Hey, yo, wake up, manager ask if I'm ready for an interview. Your swag on point and the ladies is into you. They want to know what you've been through and other hobbies besides rap that you went to. I tell them that the corporate world built to end you, the only enemy that befriends you. I'm waking up in that downtown Manhattan with a splendid view, smoking haze and sipping on green tea, thinking of places I've never seen, B, only in my dreams, see, so I know I'm destined for cream, B. You could be a stone or a feather here. Hot now, by tomorrow, forgotten like yesteryear. Thinking about your better years. Once a thug, not shedding tears. I'm trying my best with the worst to avoid that. Cause when albums sell low, it's hard to avoid packs. Cause if you ain't getting no plaques, you ain't getting no stacks. Picture this, picture that. Now it's cool to be whack. That's like saying it's fun to be smacked. Where's the matter in fact? See, that's what's the matter with rap. So I'm just playing my part. Spitting that lava.
giving you life's pleasures and life's dramas. A beautiful mind, verbal saga. The coats is mink, shoes is Prada. I'm after that green in the pot. So I've established myself as the cream of the crop. Hit the spot with a smooth lean and a rock neck gleaming with rocks. Filling the hate but receiving the props. The kid spits steam, goddamn, he is hot.
Woo! Baltimore, so let's get it.
Ooh, that's how I'm acting to follow right there. Oh, man. Yo, turn my mic on and the instant recite songs. I write songs, nigga, tell a minute my life's gone. Before it's ended, hope I get a minute to right wrongs and make amends with friends that ended the tight bond. That's why I write songs without a gimmick to bite on. Critics even admit it that the image is right on. The stage or the track is just the fact that I'm nice on. Think I'm leaving and while I'm still breathing, you're quite wrong. I'm about to blow yo like a pipe bomb and grip the mic tight like a python till I get white palms. I know a few niggas that's like dogs. When the night's wrong, they go to war with the pipes drawn. They hustle too, cannot stand cops, so they like cons. Me, I just run with hip-hop, I'm an icon. Can carry body more, cause my shoulders is type strong. I'm married to the game, Uncle Ben throw the rice on. Body more.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Papa, let's go.
Yo.
Yo,
look. So mandatory you pay attention. My lyrics like orientation, so you could be more familiar with this nigga you facing. Capo or boss, you sucker niggas hating, of course. I tell them if they ain't getting money, then get lost. I'm on the paper route, I'm never getting off. That's why they envious indeed, trying to double cross me. I burn trees like a California wildfire, cushed by the law of living. Life of an outlaw, getting hard work money. I'm in Virginia dreaming, fortune the fame scheming, plotting on riches. Through every season, I make it hotter than the kitchen, nigga, a pimple low freezing, I get it how I'm supposed to, nigga, ain't no reason for me to be broke, I'd rather die and stop breathing, a thug's life, what's the meaning, paper and guns, fuck a stick up, not a government be taking your funds, I'm just a young nigga, go get her, smooth as a baby's ass, whole niggas wonder why I'm balling, getting so much cash, cop,
yeah.
Self-made boss, I'm a sinister. Interested in gaining, and trust me, it's never minutes to the general. Decorated highly for all my sins. Niggas getting loud packs, getting pushed loud packs. Niggas making money, man, I'm getting mine back. Make moves till it's over till I'm motherfucking taking snatch and jewels. Off top, that's how I move. Let's go, let's get it.
Hey, yo, woo! I told my get on your knees and get ahead of yourself. Twist cushion, grab some good drink off of the shelf. Oh, yeah, this how I feel to make it. Blizzy dump, I'm half bacon. Then the cook by metal, half naked. She say, daddy, please take it. Beat it once, then I fade it. Get green, take tricks, feel good to weight lift. They can't help but play it. Got everybody going ape shit. Friday night lights on. I guess it's time to show off. Leather seat so soft. Shorty take it all off and drop it for a private party. Part swag, my bad, I'm sorry. Public apology early because I swear there's not a nigga that's hot to be. No time for little shits. Lions don't play with hamsters. I'm in the studio or out partying with dancers. Too much shit out there to kill you. I gotta live now. One word to sum up the lifestyle, I guess. Wow. Followed up by wonderful, terrific, and amazing. Y'all niggas pussy because you are what you chasing. In reverse, that makes me tough money. Board say you too much, honey. I tell them, shut, dummy. I'll never get enough money. Me, I'm familiar with the odds and evens, angels and the fucking demons. I know I can't be dreaming because I'm still breathing. Ben's Lex, Willie beaming, light green trees steaming. Damn, gut shots in his knees weakened. I'm chilling 3 days, week, 4 days, weekends. I understand the public. I'm the fucking man for a reason. It's Jux, Jersey VA. Capo, what up, daddy?
Yeah.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, so y'all already know what that means. So we're going to get about here now. Shout out to Jux, Capo. Good looking on the check-in. Baltimore Center, I see you. Shout out to everybody who's rocking with us. Add Lady Steel, Tech God J, Rockin' Hope. Everybody over in the chat room, Magic. Check it out next week. We got Majestic in the building. Of course, your pregame throwback and all that good stuff. Follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Follow the show, pregame_radio. That's pregame, P-R-E-G-A-M-E. Underscore, you know, not the dash, but, you know, the little under dash thing. It's called the underscore radio. All right? Check us next week, Friday, man, 11 o'clock. You already already know how we get down. It's pregame radio. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. Admins, I love y'all. And the fans, thank you, man. Shout out to our sponsors, like I said, Tough Wire, Seabelt Keys Enterprises, OTM Enterprises. And we out of here, man. You guys have a good night. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to get a little colorful and all that good stuff, wrap it up. You know what I mean? Don't have no unplanned pregnancies, no itchies in your areas, none of that. So let's get it pop. Let's get it safe. We want shot back for next time, all right? And we out of here. Straight up and down. We out of here.
No doubt.
All right, here we go. Cheers. Don't blow. Time for some action, and we out next week. Peace.
Hey, just get at me, man.
Yeah, it's me. Tech ENT. You already know what it is, baby. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's get him. This is what I do when I does it. Fuck it, I know they love it, so I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, like camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come in attraction. When I do, when I does it, fuck it, I know they love it, so I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, like camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come in attraction. Do we got any offers yet? Who we gonna sign with? Death ENT, nigga, that's who I'm aligned with. Natasha B. Cross, good looking for looking out. Was going like I did a bid, homie, now the crook is out. They like, who could it be? If y'all sick, I'm a human disease. I whip beats like maneuvering bees. I'm in the zone like the 2 to the 3. So one-on-one or full court press, I'm good with the D. Bars legitimate, y'all are ridiculous. Everybody riding that wave.
DJ Clue, DJ Clue, DJ Clue, to the storm, with heavy component, part two, nigga. And look for that professional. Part two. February 27th. Death Jam Rockefeller. You know what?
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, we back. New Jada Kiss.
Had to switch back to Don Perignon and rap, baby.
Cock your ass up, hand in
business. Son of a bitch.
Double law.
Look at me now, motherfucker.
J-A-D-A. I got beef with the feds and the D-A. I got footage of the game, press replay. I got bitches in the club all over me. Mine take it easy. And y'all scared, I can tell. And I'ma get bucks like Milwaukee, cause like Sam, I can sell. I'm that nigga, y'all know that. Bang you in the yard, then slide off on the early go back. In the streets, I flash the cannon like Kodak. And I spray threes, so say cheese. Already told you I'm looking for enemies. Double R, so of course it's better. I love cornrows and fire faucet cheddars. It's a message in a glass bottle, read the letter. Money in the bank, membership, these are sweaters. And we ride off D-I-E together. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. No, I got the master flow, fast and slow. You wanna know who the best is? Ask your own. The honey don't lie, they love it. Nate cop for real, trust me, dogs and thugs are dumbest. Kids hit you with consecutive hot shit. Therefore, nobody never gonna spit like I spit. Get money just to walk through, off the book. When you mention my name, shit is off the hook. Shirts is off, titties is out. And you know if I'm there, hardest niggas in the city is out. I'm in the club, ice over the thermal. Waiting for you to try me. When the lights get long, I'll burn you. Start with straight shots and then pop bottles. Flirt with the hood rats, then pop models. Got a slate to them all, mine's our model. And y'all might get down with the team if y'all swap.
Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands up.
Wow, kiss the game goodbye, the game is mine. You thought wrong, change your mind. I'm the nigga that'll pop the king and scoop the queen and take over the town with a ruthless theme. New S-type wagon, future green. Gun heavy, pants sagging, I'm used to cream. Who you know can make $1 million bail on cash? Never did a day and got the jails on smash. K-I double, I move the perico quick and just let the Montego bubble. Kiss the
to the boss, y'all just start working. Now put your hands up till your arms start hurting. Don't put them down till I tell you. Whoever wanna be hard-headed to find out what the shells do. Now you can put them down if you want, but soon as the hook come back, put them up. Up, up, come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down.
Word up, word up. DJ Clue, DJ Clue, to the storm, to the storm. Heavy component, heavy component. Part two, part two, part two. You know we do, you know we do. Word up, word up.
Thing on my flows is Tartar Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m. You already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?